Good morning, and thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
All right, let's hear this.
She speaks for all of us, doesn't she?
Exactly. That little toddler is not the only one who is just sick and tired of the walls that are in their own house. As a matter of fact, people are going to extremes, Dave, in order to get out of their house. Like, there's this guy in England who just completely shocked his neighbors when the neighbors reported looking out the window and they saw something rustling in the bushes until they realized that their neighbor was dressed as a bush and he was just like tiptoeing over, and then he would stop and like plant himself.
Oh my God.
And then he would tiptoe across the street and stop and plant himself in someone else's yard. And then tiptoe over to someone just to get out of the house, you know?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're like afraid to do anything. There's this mother from Chattanooga, Tennessee, who's been praying for help because her daughter keeps leaving the refrigerator door open. Listen to this.
What I am not is the cafeteria lady, Lord. And I need you to help her to understand, Lord, that just because there's a refrigerator don't mean the door got to be open. And just because there's a stove don't mean the eye has to be on.
Amen. Mothers across the Delaware Valley, can we not relate to this?
That's true.
Like, we are eating way too much anyway, but we, you know, it's not our job to make sure that everyone else in the house eats that much.
Now, do you notice, are your kids eating more too? Is it always snacking all the time, or are they better than us?
It's mostly me, if I'm honest. Okay. Like, my husband will have leftovers after dinner, and my husband will say, oh, that'll be great for lunch tomorrow. And then he'll come down and make a protein shake for lunch. Every day, a protein shake. Meanwhile, I've already had four meals by the time he comes down for lunch. I'm the only one completely gorging myself.
And, well, so, in your defense, though, you are up like 5 hours before anybody else in your family.
There's no excuse for it, though. I don't eat this much when I go into work in the morning. I shouldn't be eating this much when I'm not even walking to my car afterwards. You know, I'm like, oh, nap time, wake up. Oh, lunchtime. Oh, now I need another nap.
It's like almost 6:30. What meal are we up to?
I know. Well, I've already had some ice cream. Listen to me. I've already had some. I may as well. I've had some nice sugary cereal.
Yeah. Andy, ice cream is your 7:30 a.m. meal. Come on.
Exactly. Come on, Dave.
Good morning.
Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.